Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Rikari, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? Yeah, you daily mob, we are monsoonal season. We're up here in Cairns, far north Queensland. It is the wet season, and wet as, and big shout out and thoughts and prayers are going to the people there in Ingham and Tully, Cardwell area, flooded out, and also Hunan Way, Charters Towers Way as well. Look, very sad at what's happening there. But look, I got a good news story here. A flood hero. We're talking about a young brother, 20-year-old Manura man, who risked his life to save two children caught in a fast-moving flooded drain at Irville Shopping Centre here in Cairns, and has been described as a hero and will be nominated for a National Bravery Award. We're talking about Dion Whitford. We've got Dion on the line. Dion, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, brother. Not too bad. Yourself?
Well, I take my hat off to you, my brother. You are a true hero, saving two children. Look, congratulations, brother. I mean, you're going to be nominated for a National Bravery Award. What's your thought on that, brother?
pretty huge.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for it, really.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm just glad the kids are safe, really. That's all that really matters to me. But
yeah, brother, you're beautiful. Well, we don't do what we're going to do. We think, oh, man, I'm going to get a trophy for this. Man, you're not going to be recognized. No, it's like instant. I mean, like, water's rushing. There's two kids. Tell us the story. How did it happen? Were you jogging by, or were you going to do shopping? Tell us the story and how it all came about, brother.
I was just sitting in my car after shopping at Stockland and Shopping Centre, and then just watching the rapids go up higher and higher as the rain kept pouring down, and then a young kid came, knocked my window, looked pretty upset, and was just saying, my friends are in the drains, they can't really swim properly, and just, can you please help? I'm like, yeah, I can help, no worries.
So you didn't hesitate, brother. You went straight to it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Get the kids out, really. Well, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So tell us the story. Did you actually see them? Could you see them? And water was rushing, and we're talking about the water rushed there through the gully. It goes also under the bridge of car park area too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And look, once they get out there, that's a dangerous situation there.
Yeah, pretty dangerous. Shouldn't be really in there.
So tell us the story then. What did you do? How did it come about then?
I just hopped out of my car, running down the edge of the car park, and I see these two young girls floating down, pretty distressed, just crying for help. I'm like, just talking to them, yelling at them, really just stay calm, you'll be all right, I'll see what I can do. And then see a car pulling out, and I just wave them down.
Yes.
To call the police.
Yes.
Yeah, see what happens next.
Fantastic, brother. So you're a local boy, you live in Cairns?
Yeah, I'm local.
And what do you do for quid? What do you do for work, Dion?
I work at Tailored Marine Solutions. Just
okay, big shout out. Big shout out. And what do you do with those guys?
I'm coxswain in training, and just they
coxswain. Coxswain. There you are, dealing with water, getting boat license, and here you got two kids going down the drain. So, you know, wasn't scared of water then, brother. So you were actually in the water with them when you went to save them?
Yeah, I jumped in the water at the end just to grab them out, to grab one by grabbing one.
Yep. Brother, I got goosebumps. I'm hat off to you. Fantastic. And did you get to speak to their parents, or?
I didn't end up seeing the parents, but after my mum posted the post on Cairns Crimes and Alerts, one of the grandparents of the kids got back to me.
Yeah.
And just said thank you. I'm like, oh, it's all good, really. And just glad they're safe.
Good on you, brother. Cairns hero, brother. So, look, media attention, the media would be in touch. Here we are talking on National Talk Black, Indigenous radio station here, but mainstream media would have been talking to you as well, yes?
Yeah, they have. Cairns Local Post, Cairns and all that, yeah.
There you go. Big note in yourself, Dion. Too deadly, brother. Represent. Look, it's fantastic, brother. You have two. You saved two lives, and probably a message out there to all our kids out there, but to anybody, you know, do not underestimate the floods, the water. You know, currents are strong, and water can be a beautiful element, but it could also be a dangerous element as well, can't it?
Yeah, definitely very dangerous, and shouldn't be playing in it because you don't underestimate what happens. And main thing for parents, look after their kids, watch them, especially if that young.
Yes.
Should be unsupervised, really. But
so when did this happen? Was this happened earlier this week, did it?
I think it was last Sunday. Or the Sunday
last Sunday. Week. Okay, right here. So Sunday. So you weren't at work, so you're on your day off and doing your shopping and what have you. And look, young person come knock on your window, and there it is. You put your skates on and did what you had to do, brother. My hat off to you, my brother. Well, keep doing what you're doing, my brother. Be the best you, and you're doing that, brother. You are a true hero. And thank you for yarning with us here on National Talk Black, brother, man.
Nah, all good, bro. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You take care, Dion. All the best, bro.
Nah, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
There it is, Deli Yarn, a hero, true hero, Dion Whitford, his name is. And look, 20-year-old Manura man here in Cairns, local boy. He saved two children caught in a fast-moving flood drain out there near the Irvell shopping town. And those people are locally in Cairns. We know that the floods there are coming from the mountainside, coming down the creek, goes under the bridges, under the highway, into the shopping centre. And there's car park bridges there as well. And if those two young girls would have went under, it could have been a very dangerous situation. So a true hero, and he will be nominated for National Bravery Award, Dion Whitford. So don't forget that deadly name. Big shout-out, brother. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidindji country. That's BBM, Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black, too deadly.
Walks the desert sand, no shoes upon her feet. Her dark skin glows in the burning desert heat. She's wild and she's free, and everybody knows the legend of the lovely desert rose. Many ago, at the age of 23, a handsome young man worked for a mining company on a survey line where the stunted wattle rose, and was there he met the lovely desert rose. Desert rose, can you hear me? Desert rose, day or night, it's still the same. Oh, I'll be back when the willy blows, searching for my lovely desert rose. The setting sun sank low, and he lit the tilly lamp. Like a proud desert queen, she walked into his camp. Not a sound passed her lips, but before the morning came, his dreams, yeah, would never be the same. They shared the whole 3 weeks in the desert long ago. Then her sad eyes had told him it was time for her to go. Then she left his camp, but she never said goodbye. Just faded
in the golden Tanami. Desert Rose, can you hear me call your name? Desert Rose, day or night, it's still the same. Searching for my lovely desert rose. Now the time moves on, but the memories never die. And he sometimes wander back to the golden Tanami. And he sees her so clearly, though dreaming, I suppose, just a vision of the lovely desert rose. Yeah, she walks the desert sand, no shoes upon her feet. Her dark skin glows in the burning desert heat. She's wild and she's free, and everybody knows the legend of the lovely desert rose. Desert Rose, can you hear me call your name? Desert Rose, day or night, it's still the same. I'll be back when the willy willy blows, searching from my lovely desert rose. Yes, searching from my lovely desert rose. Oh, searching from my lovely desert rose.
The hurt is good. I got love, love for you, 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 when you and you and you and you.
National Talk Black.
Island magic, drop her when I give her to you. Baby, you be kissing me with fabulous looks.
That's the reason why I be fall for you. I only want my love you to rule.
You give me love, that's what you do. And if love is a crime, I'm a criminal. I would break every rules for you. But I never got time, cause my time is for you.
My love is your love, baby. She don't need a Gucci bag or fanny. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly.
Nothing fancy, she's a beauty. Natural island girl, nothing but smooth skin. Proper curly hair, yeah, with them tight jeans. The way you dress up, girl, is fantastic. You wonder why you be kissing my eyes. What's a cobra? I'm hypnotized. Right now, I can tell no lies. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here for me, girl. Now let me whisper in your ear and sing it.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. As BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Willie Janta. Well, it's an innovative Aboriginal not-for-profit cultural organisation, cultural consultancy. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Dr. Simon Quilty and Jimmy Frank Jupaprula and talk about Chief Operating Officer and Chief Cultural Officer in regard to the space here. A very good morning, Dr. Simon. Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, mate?
Good morning, brother.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Start with you, brother Jimmy. Who your mob? Where you from? Let the people know.
We up here in Tennant Creek, Northern Territory, in a little bit in the centre. Jimmy Frank Jabrul, and we are Warramore country on Tennant Creek here.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Dr. Simon? Who's Dr. Simon Quilty? Yeah, give us a bit of background, Dr. Simon.
This is a bit of a long story. So about 20 years ago, I was working out at Utopia,
yes.
About 250 k's to the east of here, and I was given the doctor's house, beautiful wraparound veranda, three-bedroom, air-conditioned throughout, and my next-door neighbour was Jimmy's older brother, Norman Frank Tapula.
All right.
And him and me, we were born the same year,
yes.
And so I was given this beautiful house, and Norm was raising his six kids in a tin shed.
Yeah.
And it didn't have proper insulation. It didn't have proper power or water. And
there you are, living it up next door.
Yeah, here I am living it up. Terrible, mate. And,
yeah.
And so anyway, me and Norm started talking about it. And what I didn't realise at the time, he's a very, very smart man. He's got a photographic memory, very powerful cultural man. And anyway, we've done a lot of work on how the climate's getting hotter. Me and Norm, we've talked a lot about it and how to prepare for it. And it's pretty obvious that the smartest people in terms of the environment of the Barkly are Warramunga people, and the smartest people of culture are Warramunga people, or people of their own country.
Sure, exactly.
And yet they've never been asked to have input into the design of their homes.
Yeah.
And so about 3 years ago, Norm asked me, oh, Simon, would you help me build a house? And, you know, for me as a doctor, I've just seen so many young people get sick because of housing and because of the heat, things like rheumatic heart disease and kidney disease, and nowhere safe to store your medicines. And forget even about health, let's talk about hunger.
Mm.
You know, when people run out of their power from running out of credit in a really hot day, people will have to charge up their meter over buying food. And it seemed to me a bit crazy that we weren't talking about building homes that were beautiful and safe and celebrated culture. Instead, you know, Jimmy will tell you more about them, but the houses that are being built at the moment by Northern Territory government look a lot more like prison cells than they do houses, don't they, Jimmy?
So you're slash doctor slash builder construction worker.
Yeah, jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades, yeah, beautiful.
Mukunjungle.
Yeah. Now, Willie Jonta has a recipient of FRRR, so we'll be talking $50,000?
$75,000,
fantastic. Congratulations with the successful grant. So what do we do with the money now, Jimmy?
Well, that rigging is really important. Like as Simon says around, you know, we know our country, we know our environment, but a lot of the houses that have been built here in the Northern Territory is government house, and we've got people come from, you know, from urban country or, you know, somewhere and not here, and they're saying what suit for us, and telling us, giving us house that they think what's best for us. So what William Jonta trying to do is getting our people to be involved and then having input on designing the house they're going to be living in. So getting Umbrani mean Aboriginal, Umbrani people to be involved in designing the house they're going to live in. Yeah.
And that's why you're looking at the grant with the title of Climate Solutions Program. And that's what you're doing, building houses that fit the people and fit the land, fit the climate.
Exactly, and we're very lucky that we got someone like Simon as a doctor, and he's seen the impact on our health and our behaviour in our community, but everything starts at home, you know?
Well, exactly. Well, if you don't have the right shelter, it affects your health. So this is a very important necessity, you could say. Housing is a necessity. We are in the 21st century, and we live in a first world country, do we not, Jimmy?
Exactly, and like Simon said earlier, you know, we've got people living in really isolated communities, but they're living still in tin sheds and houses that is, you know, that is not suit for 45 degrees Celsius. We get the hot, that really hot here, and they're living in tin houses, and that really caused stress on people.
Yeah.
Body, you know, especially elderly people and people,
And not only that, the houses that are being built in remote communities even today, they're so poorly thermally performing that they would be illegal to build in any other state of Australia. And so what happens, you know, brand new houses being built today, when it gets really hot, they heat up like an oven. They get just like a car park in the car park. They get hotter on the inside than the out. And so people have to spend heaps and heaps of money, amounts of money.
Exactly. Well, Doctor, you look at the house that you're living in next door. And you're a visitor.
Exactly.
So what about the people who live in the community?
Exactly.
It's sad, very sad. Well, I congratulate you in regarding the grant that you received, Climate Solutions Program. Thank you to FRRR in regarding the monthly foundation for rural regional renewal. Fantastic. And
Can I also give a call out? If you look us up on Instagram, you'll see that FRRR also sponsored us in rebuilding an old brick machine that we're going to use to make mud bricks for this house.
Oh, deadly. Fantastic. Yep. Well, that's beautiful. It was meant to be. And it creates a foundation that you can build upon, build an empire, build your community to the standards it should be at in the 21st century.
So congratulations. We've got plenty of hand here, too many.
And we're talking about employment, aren't we? We're talking about local people getting employed and the vision for them young ones who are looking up at the elders or their uncles and aunts who are working in a job, building houses. That's inspirational.
And not just building houses, mate. We're building homes that'll be beautiful and people will feel happy to be in.
Yeah, Dr. Simon, you're so right. Jimmy, good talking with you, my brother. Congratulations to both of you. William Janta, fantastic. Let's build it. Keep in touch and all the best for the future.
Commander, thanks, mate.
Commander, thank you.
All the best. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Nice to see you, bye.
Deadly yarn there. That's Dr. Simon Coulty, his name is, and Jimmy Frank Jupaprula. Now, he's the Chief Operating Officer and Chief Cultural Officer. And Wulya Janta is the name of the organisation, Innovated Aboriginal Not-for-Profit Cultural Consultancy. And look, leading the way in regarding building houses that suit the area and for the people. Climate Solutions Program is the title of the grant that they received, $75,000. And fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country as BBM Bumbaribib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your say, yarn up strong. National Talk Black.
I watched you grow from a little flower, and I showered you with buckets of love. I'll be there when you lift your wings to fly, 'cause now you're fast becoming a pretty little dove. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, higher than the highest star. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. We'll always be wherever you are. Your daddy's little lady, you slept on my chest when you was just a baby, and your little heartbeat was tuned to mine. I can still remember the first time you looked in my eyes and gave me a big smile and called me daddy. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, higher than the highest star. Here, it's there, it's everywhere. We'll always be wherever you are, 'cause you're daddy's little lady. Higher than the highest star.
child to daddy's little lady. Shine to the rain, baby, if it's with you, I do it all again. I ain't ashamed to let you know how I feel, and I want the world to know that my love is real. Lay it all on the line, cause I know I'll never find a girl sweet as you. My words be so true, I wanna spend the rest of my life with you forever. So can we stay together?
Oh, baby.
A remote community or you want to be one? You can apply now for get a grant for start make your local job that community blue you want them. The new remote jobs and economic development program ego support all eligible employer for start make your new jobs are all go funded employer wages are equipment. For apply for the grant, visit the National Indigenous Australian Agency website law niaa.gov.au/remote-jobs. Or ring up 1-800-079-098.
Station sponsor.
Out here, I'm more than a midwife. I'm a lifeline for new mums.
Being a nurse means healing, but it's also about connection.
As a health worker, I'm here to help my mum access the care they need.
As a GP, I help our people stay strong and healthy.
We might have different roles,
but we've got one purpose.
Making a difference for our mum. Visit health.gov.au/primary-healthcare-careers and start your career in health today.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to National Talk Black.
And the motion, reggae music playing all the time.
I got Cha Cha on my mind.
waterfall fountain. Music just to make you move.
Feel the rhythm, body groove. Ja love,
has got me in the mood.
No, I'm saying Ja love, Ja love
has got me feeling good. Ja love bless us with sunrise. Jaja bless us with moonlight.
Everybody feeling good.
Got me in a dancing mood.
Jaja love
has got me in the mood.
Jaja love
has got me feeling good.
Yeah.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, affordable mental health care in jeopardy as bulk billing options declining and out-of-pocket costs rising. So many different factors here. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Michelle O'Late, Clinical Director of At Someone Health. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm coming to you from Bingereb Country. It's nice to be on board.
Yeah, thank you very much. Big shout out to the mob there, WA. Look, here we are, affordable mental health care in jeopardy as bulk billing options declining and out-of-pocket costs rising. So, there's got to be some work done here in regarding bulk billing declining. It must be hard for doctors who run a business, but also mental health patients as well, Michelle.
Yeah, you're right, Trevor, because it's been a big drop, sort of say nearly 50% in 2023 of our clinics of around Australia were offering bulk billing.
Mm.
But now we're back down around sort of 21% this year offering bulk billing services. So people who might be, you know, hard on the cash at the moment, they'll be really struggling to access service.
Yeah, and if money becomes a factor, then we're talking about the patients not going to see their doctor. But then we're talking about their health care, their mental health care. But then we're talking also about the doctors who, yes, are business people, but also they want to provide a service for their patients. So it's a two-way street, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really tricky because I've come across so many GPs in my time as a psychologist, and they all just really care for their patients.
Of course they do.
So yep. It's about us as a nation to try to answer this. Like, how do we get those great GPs able to provide services at a cost that means they're not out of pocket, but they can also sort of service their clients as well?
Yeah, so the survey needs to be done in this area to find out what is the so-called potholes in this roadmap, so to speak, and regarding looking after our patients with mental health. And the mental health care industry needs to have a platform that provides availability for service.
I really like the way you've worded that. We've obviously got some potholes in our service that we need to plug, so we need to sort of get a bit of a roadmap as to what these potholes are.
Exactly.
And I think I'd like to add to that we also have a declining sort of service provision out in regional and rural areas of Australia, so we have fewer and fewer GPs being able to go out and offer their services.
Yes.
So we definitely need to sort of have a look at why that's happening, how we plug it along with these costing issues as well.
Mm-hmm. And just paint the picture, Michelle, regarding bulk billing. How does it work when you go and see your doctor, bulk billing, you swipe your Medicare card, and then there's like a discount price, and then money goes back to the doctor or to the clinic through Australian Health. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so if you go out to see your GP and they make the decision to bulk bill you, it means that they won't be charging you any cost at all. They'll be charging your full cost to Medicare.
Sure.
And that's pretty simple for the GPs to do now with all of the online systems.
Yeah.
And it goes through pretty quickly for them as well.
Sure, yeah. So there's no problems with the turnaround for the money in the pocket of the clinic, the doctor, so to speak. We need to have this service so then people are feeling free and at ease and not worrying about money to go see the doctor.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need, because, you know, people who are struggling with their health or with their mental health, they've got enough barriers to sort of getting out of bed or getting to the clinic as it is.
Yes.
We don't need to add to that with more financial burden. So.
Yeah. Okay, like I said, National Talk Black, it's a program here that goes around the country. Governments are listening to our conversation, so there it is, Michelle. You and I having this conversation shed light on the so-called potholes, so to speak, you know. So hopefully there's some action behind this and to fix the problem. But thank you for your time, and you take care and all the best to you.
And you too, Trevor. Thank you for your time.
Okay, bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. Michelle O'Late, her name is, Clinical Director at Someone Health. And so very important, but affordable mental health care in jeopardy as bulk billing options declining and out-of-pocket costs rising. So like a two-way street, they need to find out what the problem is, the situation is. So because we need our patients with mental health care health who need the care, and they need to be able to go in and do what they need to do to get themselves looked at and protected. But if we're talking money problems, then that may prevent them from happening, which causes havoc in itself, you know, and also providing an opportunity, a business opportunity for our doctors who are in business, but also there to work with patients and passionate about doing that. So there it is, your say here on National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindindi Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you seen Yanup Strong, National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
Love is gonna come my way. day. My baby, she left me this morning. Didn't like the way I carried myself. She said, I don't care for you and me.
Yep, yep, you saw me without a doubt, baby girl, it gon' be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do is be kind. Hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean, making me cool to a fact, cool to a T. Just me and you, you and me, we forever be, baby. You saw me, that is just always in my nerve. And baby girl, you can feel it, cause you know that love is pain.
Love is gonna come my way. Oh, 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 oh. Love is gonna come my way. This morning I woke up knowing love is gonna come my way. A great feeling about myself. I know that love will save the day. Love will save the day. Whoa, 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 whoa. Love is gonna come my way.
In your lips, all of a sudden, your body yearning bad for the uplift, protecting you, pussycat, like a precious gift. Hold you next to me, telling you I love you since the first.